This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I want an all-star special. I don't care how far you live from the station or Waffle House. Both teams aren't losing tonight. I want breakfast.
Bring me breakfast.
And I know you're still listening.
I've got Louisville beating Auburn in that second round in Lexington.
I want an all-star special. I don't care how far you live from the station or Waffle House. Both teams aren't losing tonight. I want breakfast.
Bring me breakfast.
And I know you're still listening.
I've got Louisville beating Auburn in that second round in Lexington.
Oh, Dolly, I'm hot today.
Still win an all-star special.
When's the last time you had Waffle House?
Been a fat minute.
Well, sorry, it's not happening today.
Damn it.
We owe somebody breakfast. Ron Slay had VCU going to the Final Four.
Yep. Thanks, Ron.
He said potentially.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Somebody on that list said that the Yankees haven't won in forever, but always have the legacy like the Patriots. I don't know if the legacy's still there for the Patriots. Like, they kind of fell quickly. I don't know. Maybe so. But no, it is day two of March Madness. We'll dive into that here in a little bit. But the reaction that was yesterday with both teams losing. Obviously, in the bracket that everybody fills out, nobody cares about your bracket, but you went 10-6. Is that right?
Yep, 10-6.
And I went 9-7.
Not stellar.
No. 19-13 is not great for two guys that do this for a living.
Yeah.
You're supposed to know. But we were wrong. I didn't think that both teams were built for, you know, obviously I didn't think that they were going to play in the Sweet 16 against each other because they would have had to play St. John's on Saturday. Kansas would have.
St. who?
Don's.
Thank you.
And thank you. And Missouri would have had to play Texas Tech, which I think both fan bases would have realized, like, man, at least they got to win, you know. But here we are talking about Kansas this way. And look, for what it is with Kansas, they had some misses on this team. Like, Dwan Harris yesterday had 0 points in the first half and then had three quick buckets. And it was like, okay, here we go, right? Here they come. And KU kind of turned it around. And then Hunter Dickinson, the real Hunter Dickinson, showed up and threw a pass to, I don't know who.
Don't know.
And it's almost like he had money on Arkansas. I kid.
I mean, they had four turnovers in the last, like, six possessions. It was something egregious. It was terrible at the end of the game.
Oh, it was terrible. Like, after the, like,
abysmal.
After the media timeout in the 4 minutes, I think Harold Koontz tweeted it out. It was like turnover, turnover, missed shot, turnover, missed shot, and then it was just game over. And Calipari now 7-6 in the head-to-head matchup against Bill Self. So advantage one of the Dons. But the reaction to what was yesterday, right, was the fact that, you know, I was confident that both teams were going to win. I was super wrong. Congratulations to the Texans. Way to go. way to have, you know, every once in a while that hatred bias is, it pays off because now you're shining. You're like a pig rolling in hog, you know what? A hit. And I think that, you know, it's, it merits, I think, the fact that I think a lot of people still believed that both teams would win due to the reactions that we're having today and last night. Now, we did say yesterday that the majority of the nation in betting was leaning towards Drake. And to take what I've been told from Gold, from other people about gambling, when everybody's heavy on one side, you should fade away.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, Missouri, you know, whatever. And it was never Missouri's game. Now, they got it close towards the end.
Yeah, I thought they could figure it out there at the end for a second. They got, you know, the game in their pace, kind of in their terms. But yikes, dude, that was ugly. Uglier than KU's performance for a minute.
For a second, yeah, because it was, I think, at one point it was like 48-36.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, Drake's just going to run away with this. And then, you know, Kansas played catch-up all game, finally got the lead. I think they were up by three with like four-something left.
Felt like they were in control a little
bit.
And
then just dissipated fast. Mm-hmm. So not good. But the best thing about this is unlike college teams, I think you're more, maybe I'm wrong here. I've been wrong a lot lately. But I think you have a little bit more bias towards professional teams than you do college teams. And the greatest thing about this day is that you get 16 more games today. You get to, you know, short-term memory.
Yep.
You know, maybe your bracket's not completely busted because I doubt a lot of people outside of Sidney Thomas didn't have Missouri going all the way to the national championship game. Like, come on, let's be real. Nobody had him probably going to the Sweet 16. Nobody probably had him going at least to the Elite Eight.
Hope
maybe,
not.
And maybe a lot of people had him, you know, losing in the first round. But that's why today in the March Madness tournament is such a short-term memory loss, right? You go from catastrophic failure yesterday locally, which that's a plus and a minus for both teams playing at the same time on the same day. Is the plus is, you know, exactly played out how we were talking to Maloney about it yesterday at Jefferson's. Was like, he was like, man, I just wish that like one would play at like 3 and the other one would play at 6. And I was like, well, at least in this matchup, with the way they're, you know, programmed today, by the time KU is coming to an end, there will be about 9 to 10 minutes left in the Missouri game where you can flip back over and catch the end of that. Unfortunately, it was puke all over yourself, lost in KU, and then Missouri gave you a little bit of hope, and then it just completely ran away. They just got outplayed by Drake and the local kids. By the way, did you know their point guard went to Liberty?
Oh, wow. Local? Mm-hmm. Wow.
And their coach used to coach at Northwest Missouri State, who is probably going to get a different job outside of Drake in the next couple of years.
Well, I wish I would have known that before I picked the game. I didn't know they had local talent.
Yeah, because now what a lot of people are saying.
That's cool.
And I saw Carrington say this, that if Bill Self were to hang it up in the next couple of years, why not go give old McCollum a call? Why don't you call Drake?
Yeah.
Hey, man, Bill's out. You've got Drake. A system that works. You're a local guy. Somebody's going to eventually have to take over Bill Self. We already heard somebody call 913-586-7965. Your venue to vent, the venting venue here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey and Dusty Likens on this Friday. Again, Bob back on Monday. Feel free. Let us know. We're here for you. We're not Fox 4 working for you. We're 96.5 The Fan here for you. Or like the liner says, 913-586-7965. Call in and tell me how much I suck.
Well, we already had Steve call in.
Yeah, Steve was pissed.
Yeah, here's what Steve said.
Man, it's time for Bill Self to retire, dude.
Steve called it. I don't know about that, Steve.
Are you excited about anything today?
Oh, 100%. There's still, so, like you said, short-term memory. You know what? We both were trash yesterday. Yeah. It's okay. We move forward. We're going to have fun today.
Yeah.
I don't know what the first game is. Like, I haven't looked at the schedule.
Colorado State. Memphis.
Oh, see, okay. Yesterday's first game, Dud City, right? We were sitting there, Louisville, Creighton. Come on, Louisville. Right. Please, please.
Yeah.
Our guy Nick Price couldn't even get the 11.5 from Louisville. Nope. That's how much they stunk. So that's fun. We've got a first good game, Memphis and Colorado State. I've got Memphis and you've got State, right? So this will be good.
I'm sorry, that game's at 1:00.
Okay.
I apologize. Still. Wrong again. First game today is Baylor, Mississippi State at 11:15. That's a 9-8 matchup. 11:40 is your Crimson Tide They play Robert Morris at 11:40. That's a 15-2. And then at 12:30 is Lipscomb and Iowa State.
There we go.
And then 1 o'clock, Colorado State, Memphis. By the way, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say Baylor and Mississippi State. That's a big game for our SEC Big 12 bet.
We still have one alive, right?
Believe so.
Okay, we still have one bet alive that more SEC teams will make the Sweet 16
yes.
than the Big 12. Texas is out. Kansas is out. Mizzou's out.
Yep.
Right? So we'll have to go through and look and see how many teams, because I think BYU makes the Sweet 16. I think Houston makes the Sweet 16. I think Texas Tech makes the Sweet 16. And Iowa State makes the Sweet 16.
Okay.
Okay? I think Auburn, Florida, Tennessee, Kentucky, Bama all make the Sweet 16. So we got 5 versus 4. It's closer
it's
than
close,
we think.
It's closer than we
closer
think.
Closer than we think. But Colorado State's my team to get on the side of.
All right.
I think they beat Memphis today.
I hope so.
Kyan Evans, by the way, went to Staley High School. Shout out Jason Ketz. He's a sophomore, 6'2", 175-pound guard. One of their better players. And then the other one is Nick Clifford. He's the fifth year senior, 6'6". He's the one that kind of turned it on in the tournaments for them. But look for Colorado State to be that 12-5 upset today. And again, if you're smart, you would bet against me. A lot of you would be like, oh, I saw yesterday's results. I heard Dusty yesterday talking about these teams that'll win. I'm going to take Memphis.
Yeah. Is he like Colorado State? Oh, okay, cool. Memphis.
Yeah. No, that's definitely in the cards and I'm okay with it. But Nick Clifford, the fifth-year senior, stud for Colorado State, going to be a pro. And then Kyan Evans, the kid from Staley High School, also a local tie there. But it is interesting that you get to pick a new team. You get to ride a new team into the tournament. I think there'll be a lot of people that are on the team of Drake, right? No local team. It's kind of like the NBA now. So the argument yes. that you're like, oh, I don't watch the NBA because I don't have any, you know, or I love the NBA because I don't have a local team to root for, right? Like Randall was saying that yesterday that came out and met us. He was yep. like, yeah, I like the NBA. I don't have a dog in the fight. And now college basketball, whether you are into it or not, if you had the mindset the whole time that like KU Missouri aren't going to do diddly poo in this tournament, I don't really care. I'm just going to see how good my bracket comes out. Well, now you can go pick a team to, you know, kind of take you there. Like I'm big St. Don's guy. I haven't won the entire thing at 28-1.
Looked good yesterday.
Right? A little shaky in the first half.
Yep.
Shake the nerves out. Ended up pulling away a little bit at the end of the first half and then won by 30. Like 85-55.
Did what they needed.
Or 83-53, whatever it was. So 913-586-7965. Let us know how you're feeling today. It is Fesco and Dusty on a Friday, but coming up on the other side. And don't forget, tournament coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. A good sign happened yesterday via the ratings world of Twitter when it comes to college basketball because the first four was electric. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
One, two, three, and to the foe. No more seeds left in the local show. Root for Drake, cause they got the kids that run the flow, and they all were from a local SCO. Just kidding.
I thought it was pretty baby. Serious.
Bars, baby.
Spitting this morning.
That's right.
Freestyle Fridays?
No.
Taking your calls, Freestyle Fridays.
Absolutely not. Please take more callers. This was released yesterday from TNT Sports and CBS Sports. They delivered a record-setting viewership for the first four.
Wow.
The most watched NCAA first four under traditional format, grossing 7.4 million viewers on True TV, wow. up 20% from last year.
Jeez.
Xavier's win versus Texas on Wednesday is the most watched first four game, even under traditional format, averaging 2.4 million viewers, up 37%. And the 2025 first four set records with its most watched Tuesday, 3.6 million viewers, and the most watched Wednesday, 3.9 million viewers. So, I get it, 3.6, 3.9, you're like, wow, that's not huge. Let's not put everything in the NFL category where it's like 18 to 30 million viewers. But that says something. Now, the conversation to be had with this is, I am against expanding the tournament. But I'm also loving the first four. Right, two 16 seeds nobody cared about.
Nope.
You watched.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. How much of this on the other side is the fact that one of those first four was a Texas school.
Yeah.
And the other one was a North Carolina school.
Yeah.
Maybe some skewed views.
I would say so. You'd have to think that, right?
Right.
I mean, even Xavier, like.
Big school.
Yeah. Like, they've got, people are definitely watching that basketball program.
Right. But people are going out of their way to go to True TV.
That's true.
No, and we know that there'll probably be some, I don't know, we'll see that there will probably be some high numbers over the first day. Like March Madness pulls a new number they never had before on the first day of the tournament with the first 16 games that got played. But this is still a positive sign for the college basketball sport that everyone said is dead and dying. It just goes to show you nothing matters until March, right? Like nobody's watching a whole lot of conference tournaments until maybe like the final four teams are in it. But I will say, to take that number and give it its praise, right, grossing 7.4 million viewers on True TV, up 20%, is a good number.
On a Wednesday.
Right. And a Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday and a Wednesday.
Right.
Man. That's great.
Now, the three things I will say that help this, product placement, what else is going on Tuesday and Wednesday, right? We're pining for sports. We don't want to watch, you know, Survivor's 48th season. No offense, but I'm sure there's some people who still love it.
Chicago Fire, though, I mean, seriously, it's been heating up.
See, more of a Chicago MD guy.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
Was it Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, and Chicago Hospital?
It's nuts.
And once a year, they combine them all to get you there? But no, I think that the Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, right before the tournament, plus people fill out brackets, and then the other positive that they had was Texas and North Carolina both played in that opening, you know, first four in. But I think you're going to have that moving forward.
Yeah.
You're going to have bigger schools trying to play themselves in, right? I think this was the lowest seed Bill Self's ever been. I think this is the lowest seed that North Carolina has ever been. And the quote from Bob Dylan, times are a-changing, right? NIL, players, transfer. Drake is a perfect example. Six local kids, D2, one of the best players in the nation, went out there and did exactly as advertised, was the best player on the floor and beat Missouri. And I'm interested to see what the numbers will be after the first 2 days of the tournament. Today, another slate of 16 games. Eight teams will advance, and we'll be into our round of 32 tomorrow. And then Saturday and Sunday, we get it all over again. And then we get the long-awaited period of Monday through Wednesday. But you know what? We're less than a week away from opening day.
It's baseball time, baby.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
that's what KU and MU fans woke up thinking this morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, well, Royals are next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, week from today, we got our roundtable.
Right. Doom, doom, da, da, dee. I woke up to not giving a blank about the tournament anymore. What a letdown for Mizzou. I knew they weren't going to handle Sturts. So then you shouldn't be waking up that disappointed.
If you knew they weren't going to handle them.
Right. You could wake up Monday morning feeling disappointed in the Super Bowl because you didn't think the Chiefs were going to get blown out. You might have had doubts, but you didn't think it was going to be, what, 44 to 21 or 22, whatever the hell it was. I don't even remember the final score.
I try to block it out. Whatever the final score was, we know what it wasn't that. 40-6 was the final score.
Somebody on the 816, my takeaway is that the whole bunch of people figured out how to find True TV.
Right? Yeah, the 913 says if True TV keeps these numbers up, we're looking at True TV Plus next year.
Right.
Ain't that right?
From the first four games are so dumb. I'm just glad they don't call it the first round anymore. I'll admit that I get irrationally angry at the first four.
Calm down.
It's okay. It's okay.
What did the first four do to you?
I don't know. Somebody says, no thank you. From the 660 to the rap lines.
See, we got another one. Hey, that wasn't bad, Dusty.
That's because it's probably my like family member. And then someone from the 9th, yeah, I think you said this. If True TV keeps these numbers up, yeah, we're looking at True TV Plus.
Which is actually, that's legit. That I would not put that past them.
And this is also a good question from the 620. Do you think the local kid transfers from Drake for NIL? See, that's where I think a lot of people's opinions are on the table of like where you truly believe. Let me ask you something, Indiana. What is it that you truly believe? I know you don't get that reference, but it's from The Last Crusade when they go through the trials at the end of the movie. And I don't know, because a lot of people will say that, like, you know, the system, the culture works at Drake. But, like, let's say that, like, John Shire's like, hey, Cooper Flagg and Knipple are both leaving. I need someone to lead my team that can run the point and be a scorer. Would you like to come to Duke? And by the way, there's $2 million on the table for you. What do you do if you're that kid?
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow. Sounds good. Bags are packed.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, I'll see you on Tobacco Road in about 4 hours.
The hell?
Do you think he stays at Drake?
Again, if there's going to be money there for him, so no.
Because a lot of people think that this is it. It's Ben McCollum, right?
Yep.
The coach at Drake?
McCollum, yeah, Ben McCollum.
Ben McCollum. They think he's going to go to Iowa.
Wow. Interesting.
Rumor has it that he might go to Iowa.
That he may go to Iowa.
Yeah.
Which would be great for that program. And good for him. I mean, this is what we love about the tournament, though, right? These are 18 to 22-year-old guys plus coaches, grown men, saying, okay, I've got today and hopefully Saturday, maybe one more game, if I'm lucky, to show everyone what I got. And really, it's I've got today. These kids waking up today, 16 games. You got 32 teams waking up today saying, okay, I've got 40 minutes. This may be the last time I ever play basketball again. I've got money on the line. I've got my passion on the line. That's what makes this so good.
That's why I felt bad for KJ Adams last night.
Yeah, man. Oh, that injury.
Snipered on the Achilles tendon. Fun fact, huge. Today is my 48th birthday. Same age as Bob Fesco, only I'm better looking and more fun. Your friend of the show, Blair. Blair is a good time. He has a heavy hand when he pours you a cocktail.
Oh, okay.
Always a plus in my book.
Yeah, I'm liking that, Blair.
Right. Yeah, because somebody says he will transfer with Ben about 2 hours east of Des Moines after Ben takes the Iowa job.
That would be fun. Go together?
Yeah, I mean, they've already done it once.
Let's do it.
Might as well do it again.
Come on.
And you know that's how it works.
Of course.
I love that aspect of the game, right? Like, nobody knew who Drake was unless you were diving into the local atmosphere of the six local kids. But you could take Northwest Missouri State to Drake, from Drake to Iowa. And then all of a sudden, next year, Iowa's like a four seed in the tournament. Remember what this Sturts kid did last year?
Yep.
Don't sleep on him. So a lot of people there. Somebody says he grew up a Hawkeye fan from Storm Lake, Iowa, born in Iowa City, and his favorite coach growing up was Dr. Tom Davis, who came from Iowa, from Drake.
Because
I know Sturts' favorite team growing up was K-State. All his family went to K-State, and then this year he had the game-winning shot in Manhattan against Drake and then cried afterwards.
That's got to hurt. If you're K-State, you're like, damn it.
It's not my birthday, by the way, from the 913. It's Blair's birthday. Somebody says, happy birthday, Dustman. I'll have a beer for you tonight. Still have the beer. Have more than one. My birthday's August 7th. We've got time.
Yeah, we got time.
Which we do have time for our famous bit that we do every day at 7:30 on the show. We get into one word. Yes, everybody, we're going to talk about Charles Minnehue. I promise.
It's coming. It's coming. Sticking with basketball right now as we get to one word. One word on day one, Dustman.
Electric, as advertised. I know it's two words, but electric. It's hard to give one word for the day. Chaotic, electric, disappointing, triumphant, exciting. I mean, literally right from the shoot, dude. We were sitting there watching it at Jefferson's with everybody there. Louisville. In your hometown. Right? And, you know, not everybody had the most popular take about that game.
I've got Louisville beating Auburn in that second round in Lexington.
So one word to describe it. Electric.
You know how to segue better than anyone. One word on that audio that you just played. You can play it again if you'd like. You don't have
to.
I've
got
Louisville beating Auburn in that second round in Lexington.
Dumb. Stupid. Irrational. Rookie. Youth.
Yeah, youth is a good one. Yeah, naive.
Not any better than this. I want an all-star special. I don't care how far you live from the station or Waffle House. Both teams aren't losing tonight. I want breakfast.
Bring me breakfast.
And I know you're still listening. We are in so much trouble when the man gets back.
So bad.
This is why you guys don't need to give these takes.
You don't need to spout your takes.
Yeah. No, we need to rip them.
That's true. It's true.
But yeah, one word to describe this audio.
I've got Louisville beating Auburn in that second round in Lexington.
Bold.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. You bit the narrative.
I did. Went with the public.
They're underseeded.
Underseeded.
They're disrespected.
In Kentucky.
They're playing right down the road.
Auburn's 2-4 in the last six.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Missouri played in Wichita. Caleb Grill's hometown. How'd that work out?
I am a Creighton fan on Saturday.
You know, Mahomes he cut his hair after the Super Bowl. Caleb Grill's got to go shave it.
Yeah, I agree.
That ain't cool anymore.
I agree.
That haircut, it doesn't fly anymore. You got to get rid of it.
He didn't hit a three last night.
Yeah, he did.
He hit one?
One or two. Yeah, okay. He hit one.
Wasn't too late.
No, it was real late.
It was real late.
I'll look up his numbers during the break of how many threes he hit and how many he took over the last six games, because they went 1-5 in their last six games.
I would be interested, to correlate that with his numbers, too, and kind of see, okay, 1-5, how'd Grill do from three? I bet it was really bad, because last night, I mean, he had his first 3 points altogether were from the free throw line, getting fouled while taking a 3-point shot.
He had a couple dunks, couple layups, couple breakaways. I think he still ended up having like 14 or so.
Yeah, if Dickinson would have gotten 10 and 15, I would have made $120 last night.
Your problem.
Yeah, betting on Hunter Dickinson, that's fair. That's fair. Need to look into it. I'll check the number. One word on the other audio that you played.
Oh, you mean this one? I want an all-star special. I don't care how far you live from the station or Waffle House. Both teams aren't losing tonight. I want breakfast.
Bring me breakfast.
And I know you're still listening. Premature. Story of my life. Just dumb. Like, what was I thinking?
Confidence. Yeah, I would say confidence.
Yeah. Overconfident. Two words. Absolutely dumb take. Man, look, I
we're eating it today.
Not breakfast.
Damn it.
We're eating dumb takes today. You know how much that fills you up? Zero. Zilch. Nada. That audio. I want an all-star special. I don't care how far you live from the station or Waffle House. Both teams aren't losing tonight. I want breakfast.
Bring me breakfast.
And I know you're still listening. No, they're not. They listened for me to play that audio and be like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, suck it.
Here's my deets. Get effed. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, hit my line, buddy.
Yeah. So,
bring
dumb,
me breakfast.
Stupid. Premature. Premature.
Yeah. One more. We'll go to a lighter side of the bracket. Mm-hmm. McNeese State. Big
Who
win.
Is it?
McNeese State.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. We're all experts.
Yeah, we're going with that. McNeese State, one word.
It's not one word, it's a bunch of words.
Who's the man of the game? I am. You guessed it. Why not? Who knows? I do. Never talked to me about before. This guy is me. That's how I know you know.
One word to describe McNeese State. Manager. That con kid. Dude, did you see that they had cheerleaders wearing socks with his face on it?
It's awesome.
Now, that's the closest he'll get to a cheerleader.
Yeah.
But look, it could have gone way south with him coming out with the boombox, hitting the pregame celly.
The memes would have been.
I mean, it would have been electric.
Rough,
right? It's like when San Francisco did it, and they came out of the boombox, and Debo had it on his shoulder, and then they lost in the Super Bowl. It's like, where's that at now? They rode with it. They stuck with it. I'd say plums would be my one word to describe
them. I like
them.
That
plums.
I like that
because they got big old plums on them, right? They came out. They led into their role. And they were the 12 seed that beat the 5 seed in Clemson. Matchup better for them than any other 12-5 matchup? Maybe.
Maybe.
I like Colorado State against Memphis. I think we see the same sort of outcome. I think Colorado State does to Memphis what McNeese State did to Clemson. So I will say plums is my number one word for that team.
Yeah, I like that. Consistency. You've done it all year. Mm-hmm. Hey, don't break away. This is the big moment. Let's go.
Own
Shine.
Your role.
Let's go. Exactly. Come on. You've done this.
Because they'll win another game. Watch. And everybody like, it's so stupid.
Yeah,
they're so arrogant.
Yeah.
Who are these guys?
Everyone
Who
likes
you
it
think
now.
You are? Not me, because I was yesterday. Today, I'm not him. But tomorrow, you could be me. No, you won't.
All right, don't let the basketball music fool you. We are talking some football, everyone.
Yay.
Charles Omenihu is a Chief again. Praise be. Later last night, around 10 o'clock or so, Schefter
Praise
broke
be,
the news.
Baby.
1 year, $7 million for Chuck.
Dude, he broke it right after both teams lost.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you guys are sad. Here's some good news.
Reluctant. is I think the word, because we were talking about who you're going to get a defensive tackle. I think he's a guy in Charles Omenihu, which we'll bring up a little bit later to dive into it more. But reluctant, right? Like, you had Chris Jones, Karloftis. You signed the guy that no one's ever heard of.
Jerry Tillery?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure, you know, you and Binkley have heard about him.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, Mini Bink over there. But look, I like it. 1 year, $7 million. I don't think the market was what Omenihu thought it was going to be. And the Chiefs called his bluff.
Yep.
Not per se, but like, we're like, yeah, dude, go test the market. We'll give you one for seven. And then, you know, if you ball out again, but again, they're running it back with a lot of familiar faces, but reluctant when it comes to Omenihu, because we were all here sitting on our high horse being like, bring him back. He's a good piece of defensive line, good run stopper, does really well. Chris Jones and Karloftis were really productive once he got back in the fold. So reluctant is my word that gets Charles Omenihu back in Kansas City.
Yeah, okay. I like that part of it too, because you're right. It did feel like Charles Omenihu, obviously, he deleted them all. Yep, went on the Twitter feud, had his whole kind of tirade, his tantrum, tested the market. Like you said, Chiefs kind of held strong, said, okay, man, do what you want to do. We're holding strong with our offer, and he came back. I'd say thankful. I think Omenihu's huge for this team, especially with the lack of defensive linemen, the lack of talent, lack of depth in that room right now for the Chiefs. Omenihu's a guy who can play inside but is great on the outside, can stop the run, is great against the pass, and has shown up when it matters. If he stays healthy, this is huge. I'd say thankful. And a good deal, 1 year, $7 million. And I think Omenihu, 27, maybe turning 28 here pretty soon, has the chance to get a bag this year. So I know that he's probably upset with the one-year deal. Stay healthy this year, man. Stay healthy. Play 16, 17 games. Look good in the playoffs. He's going to get a bag. He's still in his prime.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And it's perfect for this year because, like, you've got a few things you got to patch up, right? Left tackle is one of them. Obviously, you lose an All-Pro Hall of Fame left guard. That was another one. And running back and defensive line. You've addressed most of what everybody's asked you to address. Whether you like it or not, they have addressed
it. They have it. Yeah. Now, you may not like the decisions, the specifics that have been done, but Veach has gone in and said, okay, let's add depth here. Okay, let's get a couple of guys here in this room for competition. That's all you can do at this point. With the money and the resources that Kansas City has, the Chiefs have to get what they can get and coach, develop, draft well, and hope that the good competition sprouts even better play.
Yeah, I like it. What?
I'm just looking at your text line.
Well, the guy asked who the Pete Weber impersonation was. It's Tim Robinson, but I can't say because the boss told me say what the video titled is. Just look up Tim Robinson bowling texter. But yeah. One word.
Here one word
Fesco and Dusty. One word to describe Tim Robinson.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. God, him or Shane Gillis?
Shane Gillis.
Oh.
Shane's more my humor.
Okay.
But you're naming tops, right? You know?
Right. Yeah, it's tough. Who would you go?
You'd go Tim? I know, that's hard.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, there's times where, like, I watch Tim Robinson and I'm just, like, on the floor.
Yeah, rolling.
Like, Raj, King of the Slams. You know, that stuff. Now, it doesn't seem that Shane Gillis doesn't have a whole lot of misses. Tim Robinson's, I think usually there's a couple of misses where you watch, you're like, what in the world, like, what are we doing? Is this? But yeah, there's just times where, like, I just like belly laugh at Tim Robinson.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's fair. Higher ceiling for Tim, but a better floor for Shane. Yeah.
Right. And yeah. I think both were like kicked out of Saturday Night Live, which that's why true. The show is called I Think You Should Leave. Because Lauren Michaels told Tim Robinson, hey, none of your sketch kits are working. I think you should leave.
I wonder if they're friends.
Who? Tim Robinson and
Shane,
Lauren Michaels?
No, and Shane Gillis.
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen
them. Yeah.
Right. But no, that is great. Don't forget, we're going to talk about something on the other side of the 8 o'clock hour because Vern had Mike Sweeney on the hot stove. They talked about a player that we all love here on Fesco and Dusty named Jack Caglione. But on the other side, we do it every Friday. We do it at 7:45. It is the out of left field question. The question we give you before we go to break, 913-586-7965. What's one thing you learned from your parents that you definitely pass on to your kids? 913-586-7965. The out of left field question is... one thing you learn from your parents that you definitely pass on to your kids. 913-586-7965. That is the out of left field question. It comes to you next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. 913-586-7965. It is a Friday. It is 7:48. We always do it. Out of left field question. As we segue into the tunes, we asked the question on the other side. Text message is already coming in. The out of left field question today on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey and Dusty Likens. Again, it is not sponsored, but somebody could step up. What's one thing you learned from your parents that you definitely pass on to your kids, or maybe you have passed on to your kids? From the 816, always have at least 400 plastic grocery bags for no apparent reason. Are we all in that same boat?
That's so true.
And they're like, yes, in your storage closet.
100%.
And they fill the bathroom trash can. Like, my bathroom trash can is just lined with Hy-Vee bags.
Hy-Vee bags.
That's right.
That's exactly it.
That's why I keep them.
Yeah.
Ball them up. Throw them in the closet. Hey, this bathroom trash needs emptied. Be right there. Hy-Vee bag, still with the receipt in it. What I learned from my parents, never buy a car on credit. Take what you'd make a car payment with and save it every month for several years and buy what you can afford. Doesn't have to be brand new. It just has to be something you don't have to make a payment on. Solid advice from your ma and your pa.
That is good advice.
My mom always told me when I was a little kid that it is illegal to leave alcohol on the table at a restaurant. so we couldn't leave until she finished the drink. Nowadays, I already tell my 3-year-old daughter that.
That's amazing. Sorry, can't leave yet. Dad's got half a beer.
I remember many times when I was a kid, my stepdad would be at the table, and like we get ready to leave. He goes, "You gonna finish that beer?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm so full." Picked it up, down the hatch.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. What's the line from Toy Story? A good soldier never leaves a man behind. A good man never leaves beer in the glass. From the 708, don't pee into the wind. From Dad, from the 913. If you're in an argument with your significant other, just tell her you have to poop and leave the room.
Class act avoidance right there.
This is a good one because this is familiar all too well. From the 816, what's one thing I learned from my parents that I definitely teach my kids? It's illegal to have the cabin light on in the car while driving. Do you remember that?
Dude.
Turn that off.
Turn it off. I can't see you. My God. We're gonna pull. No. You can see fine.
From the 641, sarcasm. Praise be, baby. You should all teach your kids sarcasm. Yes. My mom had a vicious right hand. My dad had vicious sarcasm.
Mm.
One time I got in trouble in school, and I got called into the principal's office, and I didn't know it, but Mr. Barnhart, my principal at the time at John Nallen Elementary, called my father without me knowing. I went home that day, got dropped off at the bus stop, walked in, plugged in the PlayStation, was ready to play like NFL Game Day 97. Mm. Wouldn't turn on. Whoa. TV worked. Power to the PlayStation worked. Couldn't get a picture.
Mm-hmm.
This is how old I am. There was a cord that had 3 prongs. It was red, yellow, white. At the time, so frustrated, couldn't figure it out. Dad comes home. Dad, you help me figure out the TV? He's like, yeah, you went through it, looked at it. It was like, okay, that works. Huh. Well, it looks like you're missing a cord. Oh, which one is it? Inside his coat pocket, out comes the red, white, and yellow. Maybe this will explain something why your principal called me today. Yeah, get your homework done. Shut the door. Sarcasm 101.
Damn.
Brutal.
Roasted.
Big time. Shout out Kurt Likens. From the 785, how to butcher a deer and clean a fish and start a fire. You'll never go hungry or you're self-sufficient.
Nice.
That's I watched good. A guy skin a deer once, about threw up. It was when he like broke the rib cage and everything fell, and it was still hot.
God.
Like you could see the steam. Because you know, you deer hunt when it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, ribs cracked.
Yep.
And I was like, and then he's just throwing the guts to the dogs on the farm. Shout out Roger Bennett. Parental advice, don't drink and drive. As a child of alcoholics, in my fair share of car accidents where alcohol was involved. Yes, please, be safe. Call an Uber.
There's no excuse. Yep.
Call an Uber. Call a friend. Call a parent. Or just stay. And if somebody gets mad that you're staying the night, end that friendship the next day.
Yeah.
You don't need that person
legitimately.
In your life. I love this one from the 913. Treat people like you want to be treated. Integrity.
It's important.
Yeah. Unless that person said that both teams will lose and you have to owe them breakfast. Somebody says, haha, Dustman, I just watched that video. Now I'm walking around my work saying, blank my blank. Told you, dude. It's one of the funniest videos
so
of all time.
Funny, dude.
Tim Robinson bowling. Look it up. Cooking. That's advice that they will pass
nice.
Out. Totally agree. We had like a 10-minute conversation on how to grill yesterday.
We did.
I was like, yeah, you just got to know how to learn how to control your fire. And once you learn how to control your fire, grilling is your best friend. Indirect heat will always be the way to go. Manners. So many rude kids. I got flipped off by a 10-year-old. What?
Whoa.
That's a savage 10-year-old. Maybe he thinks the middle finger means I love you. Somebody says, don't play with your toy too long or you'll go blind. I've got great vision. Dad told me that I should always take half. Wait 30 minutes, and if you like it, take the other half. Solid advice.
Nice.
I think you should wait more than 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe an hour. Always leave a gate. That way you found it. I don't know what that means.
Like the outdoor gate? Like leave the gate? Okay.
Open the gate, I'm running through. Zach Bryan. It's cheaper to keep her, from the 913. Why that? Well, time out. Why was that your response?
What? cheaper to keep her.
And then you went, hmm.
No, I was just like, I don't think that, I wouldn't say that's true.
Parental advice?
Parental advice. It's all true.
Knock before you open the door. From my dad, always clean the lint out of the dryer. You ever had a roommate that didn't do that? And then you go to do your, you do it yourself, and it's like, you could make a coat.
Like, okay, we're going to burn the house down.
Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty things. Solid advice.
Nice. Respect the text.
Yeah, that's a good respect the text. From the 816, that it's inappropriate and rude to talk about politics in public. Happens all the time in my group of friends. I'm always the guy that's like, come on, come on. Enough. From the 913, you've got to have a fall guy. Good to see we got Michael Irvin's son listening to the show. My dad, tequila. Not anymore. They got better tequilas now, I think. Personal finance, save money. From the 816, never trust a fart. After the age of 30, Theo Bond will tell you that. That you can't trust one of those things after 30. And that's true. Like, it's been nice not having Fesco in the studio.
Because
I can just rip a gut anytime.
Oh, and you will.
And it's also good with Alex Gold in the studio because he can't smell. So you can just sit here all day and just let him go. And he's just like, here we go. We got another bad beat today. Don't touch the damn thermostat. 100%. This is a good one to end it on. From the 785, Dad always said, when I was injured in sports, it'll feel better when it quits hurting.
Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah. Do love this from the 913. Go do something nice for someone. Dusty's my radio dad.
Nice.
That's pretty nice.
That's nice.
And obviously, we'll get to that towards the end of the segment. That is the Out of Left Field question. Again, sponsored by nobody, but somebody could step up. Tournament coverage here on 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. I want to bring this up because I think that there's a shift in power when it comes to football. I think the AFC West is the strongest division in all of the land. Yes, that includes the NFC North. I'll tell you why on the other side. Here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey, Dusty Likens on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Fesco and Dusty.
913-586-7965. Call in right now and tell me how much I suck.
On Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan. The Fan.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.